This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
This is the Freddie and Harry podcast on ESPN Radio.
And greetings and salutations, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the best show on your radio. It is Freddie and Harry. Thank you very much. He is Harry Douglas. I am Freddie Coleman. You put us together. We are presented by Progressive Insurance on the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, as well as TuneIn. And don't forget to tell your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio. So we're all ready now. Devin Kane, our associate producer, he's gotten advice from everybody. People that know him, people that don't know him. He has become a cause celeb, Harry Douglas, because in 2 hours, 5 o'clock Eastern time, 2 o'clock on the West Coast, my man, our man, Devin Kane, is going to do stand-up comedy because he had the audacity to come in last among the four horsemen when it came to our NCAA tournament bracket, and that was what the loser of the bet had to do. Devin, though, Harry Douglas, looking awfully comfy and cozy, like no pressure on him at all to do stand-up.
And I love it because it lets me know that he's prepared. He's went over his material. Hey, if you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. And I think this is a big day for Brother Dev, right? Mm-hmm. Not only for because it's on our show, but also Dev is a part of the show. And the people that are going to be listening, they want to see Devin thrive. They want Absolutely. To see him achieve no doubt. In being a stand-up comedian. And you never know what may come from this, Dev. You know, they may be someone out there scouting talent. So you may go on to make $5 million a year doing stand-up comedy.
I'm going to make billions.
Wow.
I want billions.
Exactly.
Oh, he
billions
confident.
And billions and billions of dollars.
Oh, okay,
billions
Brother
of dollars.
Dan.
Billions of dollars. There's Devin Kane. No corruption. No corruption.
All right, so Dan, let me ask you this. What's the order when you're doing your material? The order.
What do you mean the order going to be?
Like, who are you getting on first?
Well, first, I don't know if I want to reveal all this.
There you go. Keep it to yourself.
I want to tease this, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
I'm not going to tell you who I'm getting on first.
Exactly.
All right.
You know, leave people wanting or trying to figure it out. Because Harry Douglas wants to know so he can start the clowning routine.
No, I'll say this. Harry, you last.
It's fine with me.
The last shall be first and the first shall be last, huh?
May the odds be in your favor.
The odds are going to be somewhere, I can promise you that.
Honestly, 2 hours before, I'm still making some edits.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, we're still making edits.
We do the same thing with our radio show. Sometimes we do edits a minute before the radio show gets started. You know, some things have to be put in place and some things have to be turned upside down or right side up. So, yeah, see, that's how serious Devin is taking it. But he's off. He's a quiet storm. He's definitely feeling confident, definitely feeling cozy. He feels he's going to knock it out of the park, and he's got all our support to make that happen.
Just put That's my there. Dog. Anybody got any questions? That's my dog.
Yeah, so if you have last-minute advice for Devin Kane, it's warranted. It's accepted. So let it be known on the Freddie and Harry calling line at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. 2 hours from now, Devin Kane, our associate producer, will do his comedy routine. At least 3 minutes of stand-up because he's the one that lost the bet out of us four when it came to NCAA tournament bracket. Any last-second advice, bring it on in on the Freddie and Harry call-in line at 888-729-3776. So while Devin prepares to do that comedy thing.
The main thing, the main 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 thing.
The main thing with Freddie and Harry.
Before we get to the end, or maybe not the end of the Golden State Warriors dynasty after losing the play-in last night. I think he got the full beat knotted in by the Sacramento Kings. Zion Williamson was doing his thing against the Los Angeles Lakers in the first play-in game, but then he suffered a hamstring injury, had to leave the game. He had 40 points, 11 rebounds, and 5 assists. He had just tied that game at 95 before the injury happened, Harry, with 3:13 left to play in the fourth quarter. We got news right now that he is out for the play-in game Friday against the Sacramento Kings. That game's about to be played in New Orleans on Friday night. And I hope we're not going to see this from Zion Williamson. What I mean by this is we know his talent can be immeasurable, but I'm hoping that we don't have that talent always compromised, because it seems like he's always an injury away when he starts and then the injury pulls him back. He starts again, injury pulls him back. He resets, and he had reset perfectly what he's been able to do the last couple of months, and then that injury could keep the Pelicans from getting into playoffs in the loaded Western Conference.
And, Freddie, I was – I won't say amazed, but it was a thing of beauty to be able to see him put on the performance that he did last night. He was a man's child. He was dominant, and he did exactly what he was supposed to do. Now, when it comes to Zion, and we talk about the whole piece, the entire story, and moving forward, looking towards the future, I do believe Zion is going to have to develop a better jump shot. And the reason why I say that, because everything that he does, it seems like he's jumping high off the ground, and the athleticism is at the forefront of it all. It's nothing wrong with that when you're young, but also when you're the size that he is, it can become a problem. And the last person I could think of, you know, who started off really, really good within their career was Derrick Rose, playing above the rim. And then he started to have injuries and never was the same player. Mm-hmm. Freddie, you mentioned Russell Westbrook and the athleticism that he has.
Yep.
And at a certain point, you know, when it starts to tone down a little bit, it starts to compromise your game. So for Zion, he's going to have to continue to stay in the lab and have that jump shot be bona fide, because you don't want to rely so much on the athleticism. And a lot of people may laugh at two players, right?
Mm-hmm.
Luka
mm-hmm.
and Nikola Jokic.
Mm-hmm.
Why do they laugh at them two players, Freddie? Because they get, what, 1 inch off the ground when they're playing a game of basketball?
But that ball always seems to find 1 inch over somebody's fingertips.
But guess what? Longevity is going to be within their career because you're not using so much force getting off the ground to do things.
I'm going to give Zion Williamson a piece of advice. And I mentioned this about a couple of years ago, and I'll mention it right now. Zion Williamson, do yourself a favor. Go get some YouTube clips of one Charles Barkley, because – he was you when he first got to the NBA. Anybody out there? I know people know Charles Barkley more for what they see on the NBA on TNT. When Charles Barkley first got to the league, he was 6'4", 330 pounds, and he was dunking on everybody. You couldn't believe a human being that thick but not that tall could do that. And that's what Charles Barkley was able to do. That whole time, first got in the league. Stop it, Harry. I'm trying to make a point here. And you're trying to hold your laughter in because I used him as a thick person. There, get out your system by now.
I'm just wondering, because Charles Barkley is a frequent listener of the show. And I'm just wondering if he's listening
right
now.
I'm sure he is, but Charles Barkley.
You called him thick, I'm just wondering.
Charles Barkley will not disagree with me on this one because he was a thick guy at 6'4", 330 pounds. And he was dunking all over people, dunking everybody, flying into the stands, jumping all over the place, making those kind of spectacular plays. And his body was going to betray him if he kept doing that. So what did he do? He lost at least 60 to 70 pounds, refined his game, became more of a jump shooter, became more of a post-up guy, and his numbers kept going up and up and up until he became an MVP in the NBA. The first year he got the Phoenix, they went 60-plus games, and they lost the Chicago Bulls in six games. If Zion Williamson is going to have that longevity that you talked about that he has to seek with that kind of ability, he should do himself a favor and look at YouTube clips of when Barkley first got in the league and then when Barkley refined his game and also became even more of a Hall of Fame player. Because to me, that's the comparison. Zion Williamson is that athletic. But to your point, Harry, you keep trying to jump over tall buildings known as NBA players, single bound. At a certain point, your body is not going to let you do that if you're Zion Williamson.
Well, I'm just thinking about last night, how many times he actually hit the ground when he was going to the basket. Like, after a while, and I understand Zion is a bigger dude, but it takes a toll on your body at some point. And could you imagine back in the day, when I'm thinking about the Seattle Supersonics, if Sean Kemp would have developed a bona fide jump shot?
Oh, boy. Yeah.
With his athleticism?
Mm-hmm.
So when I'm looking at a Zion, and I think Zion's more skillful than Sean Kemp, but the athleticism is around the same to me.
No question.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, Zion, the game has changed, you know, and I know you can play bully ball a lot of times during a basketball game, but it's also something to be said when it comes to longevity and prolonging your career, because you're getting better from a jump shot perspective.
Yeah, he can look at a guy that he faced last night, LeBron James.
Yep.
LeBron James still a high flyer, but he chooses and picks his time to do that. He worked on the jump shot. Worked on the post-up game, worked on the fadeaway game. Now, he was not big like Zion, or even big like Charles Barkley when LeBron James first got to the league. But he kept refining his game because he knows you can fly to friendly skies, but you keep hitting the ground is undefeated. Because last night, to your point, Harry, I counted how many times Zion Williams hit the floor. Hit the floor 12 times last night. 12 times. The ground is undefeated.
Yep.
I don't care how big, how talented you are. Charles Barkley figured that out. LeBron James figured that out. Hell, Dwayne Wade figured that out. He was nowhere near Zion Williamson. If Zion Williamson does not figure that out, he's going to be the future unlived. Where you see the future, and it's supposed to be fantastic, but injuries kept getting in the way because he's too tough for his own body.
And I think it comes down to, and Zion has done a great job being in shape this season and being able to be available.
No doubt.
For the New Orleans Pelicans to even be in this situation. But now it's more so when you get to the offseason, okay, what do I have to sacrifice to allow my game to get better? Sometimes you got to cut off your finger to save your hand. You may want to do something and have a little fun over here, but hey, you got to cut that out because it's all about what can you make of your career.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to look back on your career and say, you know what, dang, I wish I would have.
Right.
Or when your kids grow up, hey man, do this because this is what I didn't do,
yeah,
and I want you to be better than me. You always want your kids to be better than you,
no
but
doubt.
You don't want to have those conversations about, hey, I wish I would have when you have the opportunity to do it right now.
Harry Douglas, Freddie Coleman together. Thanks for joining us on Freddie and Harry on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app presented by Progressive Insurance. Insurance on motorcycles, boats, and RVs. So if you need protection on the road and on the water, see how much you can save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com.
Final score, Sacramento 118, Golden State 94. As they move on to play Friday and the Warriors have their season come to an end.
We just came out aggressive the entire game. I mean, they're a third quarter team, and that was a big quarter for us just to open the lead.
So is it really over when it comes to the dynasty known as the Golden State Warriors? Can we just take them outside and say, go, your time in Eden is over. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen ever again. Well, as we like to say in this fine program, we'll see. When it comes to the Golden State Warriors, don't be ready to throw dirt on Steph Curry, Draymond Green, Klay Thompson, and Steve Kerr just yet. For all the problems that they had this year and not getting out of the play-in, even in a loaded Western Conference, Harry, they still won 45-plus games when it comes to Golden State. And to be completely honest with you, the reason that they were in the play-in situation was because they kept getting in their own way. Not just with Draymond Green, but there were at least 8 games this year that they blew leads in games they should have won, especially when the majority of those games happened at home. I'm not ready to toss out that dynasty or this team as it is when it comes to Golden State. I firmly believe that, and you and I talked about this, I don't think they're going to move on from Klay Thompson, but I will move on from Chris Paul. At a certain point, just got to move him out. Because he's in the way of the Podziemskis of the world, the Jonathan Kamingas of the world. If those guys are going to be the next itineration of Golden State Warriors, then you got to move on with Chris Paul III. But you can still keep the other three and still be a team to deal with in the Western Conference.
I'm going to name one more player, Ferdy, that I believe that the Golden State Warriors need to move on from. And that's going to be Andrew Wiggins. And he was a huge part in them winning that 4th NBA championship. But I will go to the phrase, what have you done for me lately? And I know, you know, he's had some things at home that he's had to deal with this season and also last year. But I'm watching these games. Like, I'm watching last night, and I'm saying to myself, why is Andrew Wiggins even out there? Like, why is he making a difference? Because he's getting compensated that way.
True.
Like, when you're making the money that he's making, you're supposed to be noticeable on the basketball court like we seen Jonathan Kuminga last night. Like we seen Moses Moody last night, who were young players.
Yep.
I'm not seeing that out of Andrew Wiggins. So if he's not going to be the player that he was when we won an NBA championship, then I have to part ways with him. So that would be him along with Chris Paul, those two guys that I think the Warriors can move on from and try to see what they can get back for those guys, younger talent, guys that can really play at a high level. But I'll tell you this. The Golden State Warriors, to me, I didn't think they had the right energy last night at all.
Mm-hmm.
I really didn't.
And I don't disagree.
I thought the Sacramento Kings was the more hungry team. And that showed on the basketball court when it came to loose balls, when it came to offensive rebounding. The Warriors got killed on the offensive boards, and it allowed Sacramento to get second chance, not two-pointers, but second chance threes.
Mm-hmm.
And then overall, when you look at an area that normally Golden State is beating up on other people from three-point land, Well, the Warriors had 30 points from three last night.
Yeah.
Sacramento had 54.
Mm-hmm.
Keegan Murray. Young man. You have arrived in the NBA, and it was a pleasure to be able to witness it.
You mentioned the 30 points that the Golden State Warriors got last night. Not one of those three-pointers that they hit involved Klay Thompson. 0 for 10 shooting that basketball. And even he looked lost as to say, how did my shot desert me when the last month or so that shot was right there? It was getting there and kept getting there and staying there, getting back into the starting lineup. And a lot of people talking about his future. Well, Draymond Green and Steph Curry both talked about that. Not just the future Draymond Green in terms of Klay Thompson staying him with him as a teammate, but the future all three of those guys staying together with Golden State.
Obviously, we want Klay back. You know, it's we've been through a lot. Incredible highs, some lows. But the common denominator to both of them is that we've gone through each and every scenario together. You know, so it's obvious that we want to continue what we've been doing, but I understand he got a decision to make. He going to make the best decision for him. Team got a decision to make. They'll make the best decision for the team.
Just knowing how we're built, I mean, we obviously understand the league has changed and, you know, we're getting deeper into our careers and we have to continue to evolve and, you know, make the necessary adjustments to win games. But we put a lot of time into it. I think I work harder than I ever have at, you know, being prepared for a season and trying to, you know, perform at the level that I expect. And I know those two with me. I just want to win.
Mike Dunleavy Jr., as the new general manager replacing Bob Myers, will have a lot of decisions to be made. You even mentioned Andrew Wiggins as somebody you would part with. Andrew Wiggins, Golden State is on the hook for him after this season is over for $24-plus million. Next year, $26 million. The year after that, $28 million. Then the player option for $30 million. Not a lot of teams may want to take on that contract, but if you're the Golden State Warriors, you're going to have to make some hard decisions about can we keep this core together, meaning the four horsemen. Steve Kerr, the head coach, not going anywhere. Steph Curry, not going anywhere. Draymond Green, definitely not going anywhere. No matter how many people have said Golden State needs to move on from him, they are going to defend that guy. But Klay Thompson, how much do you really think that he can still help you be a viable basketball team, even though, like you mentioned yesterday, he'll take a hometown discount because he does not want to play for anybody else other than the Golden State Warriors?
Yeah, I thought Klay was pressing a little bit last night. And you've seen a few moments, Freddie, when he was missing shots, the look of disappointment and, you know, the anger of not being able to see the ball go through the nets. And I think when you look back on when Klay was at his best, it was never confidence being wavered, right? And I think he has to get back to that point to where, you know what, if it don't fall, it don't fall. Now, physically, his body's not going to be the same on the defensive end, and he's not going to have the impact that he used to have because of the ACL and also the Achilles. But at the same time, I still believe Klay can play at a certain level, not the level that he used to play at. But if I'm the Golden State Warriors, I'm trying to figure out how I can keep these three together, because once I started thinking about it,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, dang, well, which direction? Who are they going to be able to get?
Right. Right.
You know what I mean? If they don't have them.
Right, exactly. They need to find a big man. They can no longer.
They definitely need a big man.
No longer in pace and space basketball that they pretty much reinvented when it came to the NBA. Because it got to start with Phoenix, 7 seconds or less, in pace and space basketball. They really refined it because they had those two guys that could shoot the basketball when it comes to Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. But they can no longer go small ball and think that that's going to work. Because when Kevon Looney got in the game, the offensive rebounding stopped for the Sacramento Kings. But Kevon Looney is more than likely past his due date in terms of being an effective player. They believe in Trayce Jackson-Davis, as they should. And you mentioned before we got started, that moment was way too big for him, and Steve Kerr did not leave him out there so he could be a Lion taking over a Christian, because he was the Christian. That game was the Lions, as far as that. They need another big person that can be the pace and space guy they can need, that can score at the rim, and can be that goalie at the other end and keep those offensive rebounds at a minimum when they face off against opposing teams.
And we got to remember, the Golden State Warriors, they tried to get their big man when they were picking in the top five. Remember when they chose
Wiseman.
James Wiseman, mm-hmm. yep. and that didn't work out, and they parted ways with him. But they're going to have to find somebody that's bigger so they don't get abused down low in the paint.
And especially in Sacramento, said, hey, Steph Curry, that 50-piece last year? Mm-mm.
No, no, no.
Mm-mm. You're not doing that to us. And the Stephettes could not step up. And now the Golden State Warriors are out. And that could be maybe the end of that dynasty involving those three guys, Steph, Dre, and Clay, and their head coach when it comes to Steve Kerr. NBA playoffs continue on ESPN Radio. More play in action tonight for you as the Chicago Bulls will host the Atlanta Fighting Harry Douglasons, presented by Indeed. Cards begin at 9 p.m. Eastern time on most ESPN radio stations and also on Sirius XM Channel 80. The guy you hear waving in the background is Harry Douglas. I'm Freddie Coleman. Thanks for joining us on Freddie and Harry. 20 minutes away, give or take a minute or two, about the Lakers. Did it for that one game. But what does it mean for them when they play the Denver Nuggets? That comes to an end in about 20 minutes. More advice for Devin Kane, our associate producer, about to make his comedy debut stand-up. When that's going to happen, an hour and a half. Keep weighing in at 888-729-3776. And we'll talk to an NFL draft prospect who's not going to do stand-up, but how much would he stand up for Nick Saban, even though Nick Saban is no longer in college football? This is ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
The Freddie and Harry Podcast.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
It is the Wednesday Groove-a-thon known as Freddie and Harry. I am Freddie Coleman. He's Harry Douglas, presented by Progressive Insurance. Thanks for joining us on Sirius XM Channel 80, as well as tune in. And don't forget to tell your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio. And in that second day for Alabama last year, especially how they lost to Texas, Terrion Arnold was a guy that you could lean on. And boy, did they, getting all the way to the college football playoff. Now he's an NFL draft prospect. It's a pleasure to bring him in to join us here on Freddie and Harry. Hit him on Twitter, Arnold Terrion. Terrion, before we get to everything else about you getting ready for the draft, that is 8 days from now. Your nickname is Ghost. It's on your Twitter handle. Where did that come from?
Funny story. My high school that I was at, they had never seen anything like that. I kind of credit it to maybe we only had 16 players, so that's why.
16 players on your high school team?
Nah, we had more than that, but I think it was probably, like, realistic, I think it was like 28. We didn't even have enough guys.
Okay.
And I see you from Tallahassee, Florida. Man, what you know about that tally ho, man? You don't know nothing about that tally.
Man, you don't know about that tally ho, man.
Man, you just might be the, what you, I know about grind mode. My brother went to school at Florida State, so that's how.
You don't know about that. What did he say? He said that. I'm spun. You don't know about that, man. That's how I have to change,
man. Man, I love it, man. I love it.
Absolutely. Yeah, Terry on one, Harry Douglas zero when it comes to stuff like that. You've had a chance to not just play at Alabama, but going on team visits. And you had a chance to visit the Minnesota Vikings not too long ago. What have the team visits been like for you with the NFL draft 8 days away, Terry on?
The visits have just been a chance for me to build relationships, connect with people, get a feel for the organization, and allow them to get a feel for me, too. Honestly, the flying, the amount of flying has kind of been a little crazy because I've never really experienced one of those things, and the plane is one of those things on the plane as far as the turbulence.
Uh-huh.
But one time, the turbulence had got really, really bad. I texted my mom And I was here to text my family group chat and say I love y'all. And I started praying to Jesus that he forgive me because I thought we was going to go down.
Boy, I bet you were sweating bullets. You started to get hot.
I
didn't
even sweat, man. For real, that's how I know, man. I had made peace with myself. I started smiling. The lady that was right beside me, she said, "You can hold my hand so we can go down together." I said, "Oh, ma'am, I'll go by myself."
Man, that's good stuff. That's good stuff, man.
Oh, man.
Let's get to the football field, though, because you have this interesting comparison between playing corner and roofing. Can you please explain that for us?
As far as playing corner and roofing, man, I just say it's a matter of trusting yourself. When you're on that roof, you ain't got nobody coming to save you. My granddad put me on there at a very young age. In fact, I was on there in my baby car seat. Just out there, just the sun hit me, so I was just getting black, baking me. Man, after that, fast forward a couple years later, I'm like 5 years old, man, and the fiberglass is what you can kind of slip on. Same thing with playing corner, man. The guy gets you on the little release, and it's up to you if you're going to come back and have the same confidence, no matter what. You can give up a touchdown first play of the game, you still got to execute it in the rest of the quarters of the game and the flow of the game. So when I play corner and contributed to roofing, I just say it's about trusting yourself, man, because on the roofing ain't nobody coming to save you. You're essentially on an island. Same thing with playing DB, especially corner. It's just you and that guy out there, man. So dog eat dog world. We're going to find out who the bigger dog is.
Wow. Tarrion Arnold, NFL cornerback, draft prospect, played at Alabama, joining us on Freddie and Harry on ESPN Radio. I can't believe it. Harry couldn't believe this either. You're only 21 years of age. You just turned 21. You just turned 20. I mean, you just turned that age when it comes to that. What has it been like to have kind of an old soul to you in a new world that everybody's living in?
Oh, man, I would say I just contributed kind of to like that. One of my favorite songs is Ain't No Mountain High Enough.
Wow. Okay.
Ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley. That's me right there, man.
Old school.
Ain't no mountain high enough. Ain't no river wide enough.
Keep it up, Tarrion.
Like that. What'd he say? Ain't no valley low enough to keep me from getting to you. Oh, at least. And then, on top of that, so, you know, I like that Otis Redding, too. He say, sitting in the morning sun.
Hold on a second. Stop. Hold on. If Harry got on you, what about nobody that tally-ho? Believe me, I'm old enough to be your grandfather. There's no way that you can know Otis Redding like I know Otis Redding when that's my favorite soul singer ever.
And the crazy thing about it, you probably wouldn't believe I know that dark roll away. Okay, I'm
sitting
on the dock of the bay, wasting time. That's me right there, dog.
Oh, man.
But then again, see, my granddad gave me a little thing when I'm with the other, like when I'm just sitting around people or older people. One time the song came on, Miss American Pie.
Yep.
They didn't think I knew the song word for word. I know the whole thing. 7 minutes and 13 seconds. 8 minutes, 13 seconds. The whole song, dog.
You had it right the first time. It's 8 minutes and 13 seconds. I worked in music radio, yep. Tarrion, so you're right on it.
A long time ago,
man.
I can still remember how that music used. Like, that's me right there, dog. So
I'm not
that
even
old soul, man.
I'm not even your daddy. I want to be your father right now. I'm not lying. Right now, I want you to be my son. Seriously. Because you would not be vibing big time, Tarrion, like this, my friend.
Oh, man. Hey, we're going to get a chance, man. Hey, when we meet up, dog, we're going to have a vibe out party. No. We're going to call it the old school music.
No question.
T.A., I want to ask you about your mom, man. Talk about your special relationship that you have with your mother. Because, you know, a lot of us are mama's boys. And not ashamed of it.
Oh,
either.
Yeah.
Yep.
I ain't ashamed of it either, dog. My mom, it's my rock, man. She had me at a very young age, and she did something most parents couldn't do, man. She knew she couldn't raise a man, so she allowed her own father to step in and fulfill that father figure role for me. So I always tell her, Mom, just because you being unselfish and doing that, you're going to reap the rewards of it. So when my name called, oh, yeah, go ahead and cry, Mom. Put your tears on me. Because I'm going to look at you and say, what you crying for? What you crying for? Like, ain't no need to cry, Mom. We knew this was happening. I'm going to tell her that straight up.
Tarrion Arnold, Alabama cornerback, NFL draft prospect on Freddie and Harry on ESPN Radio. It could be very easy that when somebody has a child that young, they want to be more of a friend than a parent. I get the sense, Terrion, your mom managed that line quite well. What was it like having somebody still young in age, but she knew she had to be the adult in the room trying to raise a man?
Sometimes we would conflict a lot because I didn't know if she was playing or not. She would be dead serious. And, you know, it like she would just tell me straight up, like, you know, the thing about us, man, when them moms give us that look, we know. I could be cutting up laughing, but when I get that look from her, oh, yeah. Hey, all that done went out the window. I'd be like, man, what's wrong with you? Why you ain't doing? Man, I see how she was looking at you. Like, I still get that look from her today. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm bigger than her now, but I respect my mom and I respect her till I die, man. When I still get that look, I shut up.
I know that's right. Wow. That's called a young man that was raised the right way. Something that's probably a lost art in today's world, but that's a story for another day. Yes. But I want to ask you about getting benched against Tennessee. How did that moment change the trajectory of your football career?
Oh, man, it's almost like if you was watching a movie. I was on track to, you know, kind of make the NFL, but when that benching happened, you can almost just do a whole detour, and I'm on track to get that gold jacket. It motivated me. It hungered me. And it enabled me, it just taught me in life, hey, man, take it serious. Take it every day at a time and be grateful that you are, or you have the opportunity that you have. So when I wake up with breath in my air, I go and fulfill my purpose, man. Workouts at 6:30, I'm there at 4:30, man. Last one on the field. If you want to be the last one on the field, then shoot, we just both going to have to get a campfire out there and just camp it out, man. That mentality right there. We call it like that Kobe Bryant mentality. He say the morning club. The morning club was a group that he had of guys who went to him early going to the gym. So when guys getting out from the club at the celebrating, nah, dog, I'm sitting there with ice on my knees because I just got done getting it in. So then all the years that I've been doing it, when you finally catch on to what I've been doing, I put in so many more relentless hours than you have, there's no way you could catch up to me. As they would sometimes say in the sports world, yeah, the other guy's good, but he's just better. That's me.
Yeah. How much of that was a product of not only you, your upbringing, but playing for a guy like Nick Saban, who's not going to be coaching in college football this year?
He was a perfectionist, so he ordered – and he wanted to get that out of all his players. So with him, it fit well with me. When I first got there, I'll never forget I went and sat on the front row because my people always tell me, when you walk in the class, man, sit in the front row, man. Don't be the guy that just sit in the back. Nah, I sit in the front, man. I sat right there not thinking that when he came in there, he was going to sit right next to me. So all the times in film, whenever something would happen, he looking at me first. Sometimes he'll look at me and say, I mean, what's this? And I say, Coach, I do not know.
Terrion, what's your draft outfit gonna look like, man? You gonna be clean? What, you got some diamonds? You know, hey, you can go to class, buy three get three free. They work the same.
Hey, I'm gonna be real with you, dog. Like they always say, man, I'm not going to spend all that money on them earrings, man. They gonna hit the same. It's just about who wearing it. That Chad Ocho single. They say, dang, T boy, I know you got them bands in your ear. I say, yeah, man, they bought $10. You can go and get them from Cliff. I ain't even going to do all that.
That's what,
man,
I'm talking about.
Hey, man, as someone who has a double pierced earrings on my left ear, Terrion, believe me, Claire's is my favorite place to go to get earrings. I'm not about to spend that kind of money. Oh, my goodness. We could talk to you all day, but we know that we can't because we can't wait to see when you're called next week, part of the NFL draft in Detroit. Whoever's getting Terrion Arnold is getting a terrific player and an even better person. He joined us here on Freddie and Harry. Keep being on the dock of the bay, Terrion, man. We'll talk to you soon, and thanks again.
Yes, sir.
I can't believe he's 21. Like, for real.
Dope personality, man.
Absolutely.
And this game to back it up too. So, like, not only are you getting a player that's hungry, that's dedicated, that's motivated,
yep,
you're getting someone that's not a dull either, that can communicate, have a personality. You know, when the locker room gets a little bit uptight, he can make sure that it's loose a little bit. So that was pretty dope.
Yeah, and believe me, when he had that backflip after they beat Georgia in the SEC championship game, I mean, this guy was all over the place making plays, and he still had enough athletic ability, put his helmet down and do a backflip in the middle of the field celebrating that victory in Alabama getting into the college football playoff. It seems that Nick Saban has those kind of guys that want to be on NFL rosters for a long, long time. Whether they're high guys or whether they're low drafted guys, they seem to make an NFL roster and stick with that roster for more than a minute. You can stick with us anytime you want. Hit us up on Twitter at ColemanESPN and at HDouglas83. Don't forget the phone number as well. Be the part of the conversation of Freddie and Harry calling online at 888-729-3776. 5 o'clock hour when it comes to cornerbacks getting ready for the NFL. We got plenty of NFL draft questions and answers according to Messrs. Coleman and Douglas. That happens in the 5 o'clock Eastern hour, 2 p.m. on the West Coast. And speaking of the West Coast, that Los Angeles team known as the Lakers, that one game that they won got them to play the Denver Nuggets. What now for LeBron Anthony Davis and the rest of the La La Boys? Keep it here on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
The Freddie and Harry Podcast.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wednesday night on ABC, Brittany Griner, for the first time since being released from a Russian prison, shares her story.
You've been told to go through your bag, and you felt...
Felt cartridge.
What were you thinking that moment when you felt that?
My life is over right here.
Her sentence.
Just been told you're going to be 9 years in one of the worst prisons in Russia.
I was just so scared for everything, because there's just so much unknown.
Brittany Griner, Robin Roberts, Prisoner in Russia. Wednesday night at 10, 9 central on ABC.
It is the Wednesday Grew-a-thon known as Freddie and Harry with Harry Douglas, Freddie Coleman together, presented by Progressive Insurance on Sirius XM Channel 80, as well as tune in. And don't forget to tell your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio. Big ups to Rick Brown, who hit us on Twitter at Coleman ESPN and HDouglas83. He said, that was an amazing interview you guys had with Terrion Arnold of Alabama. What team would not want that dude in their locker room? By the way, I love this show. Dang, and well done by you guys. Give all the credit to Terrion Ghost Arnold, because he's the one that brought to the table. I still can't believe he's 21 years of age. Still can't believe that.
Older than his, what his years really are, man.
There's no doubt.
That, old soul, that's what we call it.
Yeah, old soul in a new world that keeps getting more and more new. That kid's going to do big, big things, and a lot of that will have absolutely nothing to do when it comes to playing in the National Football League with the NFL draft 8 days away. Well, they ignored it. A lot of people said, hey, LeBron, hey, Darvin Ham, you might want to tank that first game against the Pelicans to avoid the Denver Nuggets in the first round. LeBron James and Darvin Ham said this to all of that.
It's the defending champion. They know what it takes. They know how to win. They've been extremely dominant in their home floor over the last few years. It's going to come down to one or two possessions, we'll see who executes them.
What's the TV talking stuff? Is that maybe?
Saying what again?
I'd be better off if you guys lost this game to avoid Denver in the first round to play.
Insane asylum sources say.
Sure.
Nah.
It was just chat.
Just someone that just got out of the insane asylum.
Yeah. And he doesn't have to name names. Mike Greenberg putting that kind of stuff out there like he did on Get Up about maybe, just maybe, they should do that. But now we're here. They're playing the Nuggets, a team last year they could not get a game off of in the Western Conference Finals. So, Mr. Douglas, what chance do you give the Fighting LeBron Jameses of taking down the Denver Nuggets?
Well, first, let me say I am definitely picking the Denver Nuggets in this series, but we cannot forget that the Los Angeles Lakers, they have a guy named LeBron James who leads the NBA history-wise in most points scored, who's still playing at a high level at age 39. And then you have a guy in Anthony Davis who's been dominant this season, been able to play majority of the game, something that they were really hoping for. They got their wishes. Mm-hmm. So now it's all about, in my opinion, Anthony Davis and how he's going to fare up with Nikola Jokic.
Yes.
And I would say this, It hasn't been the best at times, but this is one series where Anthony Davis can't have a good night, subpar night, good night, subpar, subpar, good night, or you're going home. He's going to have to make Nikola Jokic work on the defensive end,
sure,
and try to get him in a little foul trouble or something. See if he can go sit him down on the bench for a few minutes and take advantage of the opportunities. But it's also the surrounding players, right? The supporting cast. How can those guys come out? And last night, I thought they did a great job. All guys in the starting five ended up with double figures. Austin Reeves, at the end of the game, I thought it was great putting the basketball in his hands, allowing him to make the right basketball plays, mm-hmm, to be able to deliver the ball to his teammates so they can get the best quality shots. So as long as they're able to be consistent,
yeah,
we know LeBron's going to be LeBron. But yeah, as long as Anthony Davis included and the rest of the Lakettes, as long as they can be consistent,
yeah,
I think they have an opportunity to be in this series. I'm still picking Denver to win it, though.
Yeah, me too, but here's the skinny on what you just said. And you mentioned Anthony Davis. He has to be the best player in this series. Not the best player on the Lakers team. Mm. He has to be the best player in this series. If he is the best player in this series, the Lakers are going to win this series. They're going to win this series in six. If he is the best player in the series. Since I don't believe that's going to happen, the Lakers, I think, will get two games off of Denver. But I'm with you. I think Denver wins this in six. It's going to be a tough six-game series, but it's the Western Conference. That's been the way it's gone, yep, so far. But if Anthony Davis and the Lakers are going to find a way to not just get a game off Denver, but to win in this series, Harry Douglas, Anthony Davis has to be the best player in the series. It can't be LeBron. It can't be Nikola Jokic. It can't be anybody else but him if the Lakers are going to find a way to take down Denver.
Freddie, I told you the other day, I could not wait for the NBA playoffs.
I know.
They are here, and we have matchups that we don't want to take our eyes off of.
Well, it's been like that the whole NBA season. I mean, attendance was up all over the place, and ratings were up all over the place, and now that's even going to be magnified with the playoffs right there. What happened to Bill Belichick and the Pat McAfee show today that left us scratching our heads?
Thanks for listening to the Freddie and Harry podcast on ESPN Radio. You can also listen to Freddie and Harry live weekdays from 3 to 7 Eastern on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and on Sirius XM Channel 80. You can also watch and listen on the ESPN app. The Freddie and Harry podcast.
Wednesday night on ABC, Brittany Griner, for the first time since being released from a Russian prison, shares her story.
You've been told to go through your bag, and you felt...
Felt the cartridge.
What were you thinking that moment when you felt that?
My life is over right here.
Her sentence.
Just been told you're going to be 9 years in one of the worst prisons in Russia.
I was just so scared for everything, because there's just so much unknown.
Brittany Griner, Robin Roberts, Prisoner in Russia. Wednesday night at 10, 9 central on ABC.